Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 25, When Fear Comes. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, Psalm 56:3. Sit with that for just a moment. This is not the word of a man who never felt afraid. This is the word of a man who felt it and chose anyway. David was a warrior. He had faced lions, giants, entire armies, and still he wrote, "When I am afraid, not if I ever waver, not in the moments I forget who I am, when I am afraid, a warrior, trembling," and Scripture does not edit that out. It keeps it, because the Bible never asks you to pretend. It meets you exactly where you are. And that word, when, carries more weight than it first seems. Not if fear shows up, when. Fear will knock again. That is not weakness. It is not a failure of faith. It is life. The question David is answering here is not whether you will be afraid. The question is, what have you already decided to do when it comes? Don't miss where this verse was born. Psalm 56 was not written in a quiet room on a calm afternoon. It was written when David was seized in Gath, in enemy hands, surrounded by real danger. These words were tested where the stakes were genuinely high. This is not theory. This is testimony. And the heart of the verse is in that turn. I put my trust in you. Look closely at what David is doing. He is not saying the fear vanished. He is not saying he suddenly felt brave. He is saying, I chose a direction. Trusting God is not a feeling that arrives once you finally settle down. It is a decision you make while you are still shaking. You can turn toward God mid-tremble. That is the faith Scripture shows us, not the absence of fear, but a choice made inside it. And there is one more thing David teaches us here, and it is deeply practical. Vague dread grows in the dark, that shapeless weight you carry without being quite able to name it. It gets heavier when it stays nameless. But a named fear can be prayed when you tell God exactly what frightens you, not in general, not just, Lord, I'm afraid, but Lord, I am afraid of this situation, this person, this outcome. That precision is itself an act of trust. You are treating God as someone close enough to hear the whole truth. So today, the call is this, and it is concrete, it is doable, and it is real. Before breakfast, stop. Name out loud the biggest fear you are carrying today. Give it its full name, and then pray Psalm 56:3 over it, word by word. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, not as a magic formula, as a declaration, as a choice, as the same turn David made in enemy hands. Fear will come, but you have already decided what you will do when it does. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.